ஞாதிமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜேனாஞ்சனசலாகயா சக்ஷுருன்மிலிதம் ஜேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நம. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்தம் நாராயணம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் ததோ ஜாயமுதீரயேத் நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்தம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதி உத்தமா ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டகி முகம் கருதி வாசலம் பங்குல் லங்கயதி கிரிம் ஜத்கிருபாதமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரு தினதாரிணம் ஸ்ரீசைதன்யேஸ்வரம் பரமானந்த மாதவம். So today's Friday in Alachua we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto chapter 90, the last chapter, and text 14 and 15. Thank you. So text 14, I'm going to read the synonyms first. Uchu, they spoke Mukunda upon Lord Krishna. Eka, exclusively. Dhiya, whose minds. Gira, words. Unmatta, crazed person. Bath, as Jaram, stunned. Chintayanta, thinking. Arabinda, Aksham, about the lotus-eyed Lord. Tani, these words, may from me, Gadataha, who am telling, Srinu, please hear. Uchur Mukundaika Dhiya, Gira Unmatta Bajajaram, Chintayanta Aravindaksham Tani Me Gadata Srinu. Uchur Mukundaika Dhiyo Gira Unmatta Bajaram Chintayanta Aravindaksham தானி மே கதத ஸ்ரீனு. உச்சுர் முகுந்தைக தியோ கீரா உன்மத்த வஜ்ரம் சிந்தாயந்தோ அரவிந்தாக்ஷம் தானி மே கதத ஸ்ரீனு. ப்ளீஸ் சேன்ட். Uchur Mukundai Kadiyo Avun Matta Bajaram Go Aravindaksham Anime Gadata Srinu. Uchur Mukundai Kadiyo ஜரம் தயந்தோவிந்தாட்சம் அனிமே கதத்தாசுனு. உச்சுர் முகுந்தாய் கதியோ வீரா உன்மத்த பஜ்ஜரம் ஜயந்தோரவிந்தாட்சம் Anime-gadatāsvinu.
The Vaishnavis.
Uchu mukundaika dhiyo. Kya unmatta bajjaram. Chintayanto ravindaksham.
In the purport by the beautiful followers of Srila Prabhupada. Beings would become stunned in ecstatic trance, their minds absorbed in Krishna alone. Then, thinking of their lotus-eyed Lord, they would speak as if insane. Please hear these words from me as I relate them. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this superficial appearance of insanity of Lord Krishna's queens, as if they had become intoxicated by dhatura or some other hallucinogenic drug, was in fact manifestation of the sixth progressive stage of pure love of Godhead. So I made a little... you have... the thumbs up there. No, it's in the computer already. I made a little chart. What are those six stages of craziness in love? They are progressive stage of pure love of Godhead. And we are going to discuss that a few minutes after we finish reading. Technically known as Prema Vaichitra. Srila Rupa Goswami refers to this variety of anurag in his Ujjala Nilamani 15.134. Priyasya sannikarshayapi prema utkarsha sabhavatah javil vislesha dhyartistat prema vaichitram uchate. When, as a natural byproduct of one's extreme love, one feels the distress of separation, even in the direct presence of the beloved, this state is called prema vaichitra. Text 15 together. Mahisha uchu kurari bilapasi tambita nidrana sese sapaiti jagati ratram ishara gupta bodha bayam iva sakhi kachir gara nirvidha cheta nali nanayana hasodara lila sutena. The queen said, O Kurari bird, you are lamenting. Now it is night, and somewhere in this world the Supreme Lord is asleep in a hidden place. But you are wide awake, O friend, unable to fall asleep. Is it that, like us, you have had your heart pierced to the core by the lotus-eyed Lord's munificent, playful, smiling glances? Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that transcendental madness, unmad, of the queens filled them with such ecstasy that they saw their own mood reflected in everyone and everything else. Here they point out to the Kurari bird, whom they take to be sorrowing over separation from Lord Krishna, that if the Lord actually had any concern for her or themselves, he would not be sleeping comfortably at that moment. They warn the Kurari not to expect Krishna to hear her lamentation and show some mercy. In case the Kurari might think that Krishna is sleeping with his queens, They deny this by saying that he is Gupta Bodha. His whereabouts are unknown to them. He is out in the world somewhere this night, but they have no idea where to go looking for him. Ah, dear bird, they cry, even though you are a simple creature, your heart has been deeply pierced, just like ours. You must have had some contact then with our Krishna. What keeps you from giving up your hopeless attachment to him? Okay.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatadi Sutarine Bancha Kalpa Karu Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Paditanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo 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 Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratse Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Sattvate Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So this is the end chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, which is title given previous text, few texts, that Madhuram Samapayat. We must conclude the highest form of ecstasy, sweetness, in these pastimes. Maybe you all are advanced, but for me it is difficult. Without understanding nectar of devotion, you know, Srila Prabhupada one time on his walk, he said, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is he translated as a nectar of devotion, he said, this one book, it is so important. Then he said, without this book, without understanding this book, no one can understand what Krishna consciousness is. Because that book, Srila Prabhupada nicely summarized, gives what kind of thoughts these Dwarka queens, why they act like this. You think in Dwarka, the queens of Lord Krishna would speak like this? Yes? No? Some shaking head, maybe, maybe not, something. Yes and no. But these topics, today is the first chapter, first text began for 10 more sloka from this 15 to 25, these 10 sloka you will be hearing every day for a few days, explains the mood those queens expressed. Where were they when they are expressing? Was Krishna there or not? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, also Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, says, this is the same evidence proven when Arjuna was taking the queens to a protective place where Arjuna failed to protect them because some coward man came and kidnapped all those queens. Is it possible queens of Krishna will be kidnapped by some coward men? Of course not. So our Acharya explains that Krishna himself expended to increase their ultimate destination. And I won't say what was the destination until end. It's very sweet, these 10 prayers, expression of the queens is actually where they were led, where they are constitutionally supposed to go there. So in that explanation, I'm going to express that 16 stages of pure love of Godhead, how it manifests from nobody to the highest recipient of love of Godhead. Bhagavatam promising, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that from the most wretched conditioned soul, by the power of pure devotional service, by the power of pure devotional service, which is arising from the mercy of the Lord, a soul in Alachua, he didn't say Alachua, I'm just saying, will climb all the way to Mahabhav. From the wretched meat eater, beef eater, he will join and he will climb to that stairs and he will come to the highest spirit. Amongst the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, this way to there. And there is a beautiful chart in Chaitanya Charitamrita Srila Prabhupada express through his purport. There are a few verses are explained. And so we made a little PowerPoint. Prabhuji, Keshava Prabhu. I only put it on the bottom. The PowerPoint. You can just put it. I'm sorry, I could not put all the English word. Prabhupada also did not put all the English words sometime in the purport. Like here, even in the purport, you see, unmad. So many words. Because it is not one little word. It is a state of existence, state of consciousness. It has to be expressed. So in that, I just left all the Sanskrit word and I'm working on it. I just started yesterday to work on it. I can't see. You have to go down. More next. It's already there. I just minimized it. Srimad Bhagavatam. 14, 15, 2 days. It's on the bottom. On the right side. No. There it is. So, now, some of you, I beg to you that you may think like, oh, this is too high, this is like beyond my... Well, we are serving Bhagavatam, aren't we? By the mercy of Prabhupada, we have come after, some devotee mentioned, after 10 years, we are in this stage of 10th canto. We should appreciate at least. And whether I could understand or not, but I try to serve. And you can keep on page down. So I'm going to summarize where it starts before that in a one sentence of each stage. So I was eating meat and others, some or other devotee gave me a book and invited me Sunday feast. I joined. After I joined, what happened? Then, with the devotee association, a faith developed. When we hear about Krishna, every day we hear, we accept, we take something, we want to act on it. The devotee says, chant. Okay, I'm going to chant. Devotee says, do not eat without offering to the Lord. I'm going to accept. When we accept this, then it's called bhakti unmukhi sukriti. You are developing spiritual credit. That's called bhakti unmukhi sukriti. Then after a little while, if I start believing in it, that place is called belief or viswas, belief. If I maintain that belief and go on in spiritual life, it turns into faith. Belief and faith is not same but almost same. Just a little turn. So acceptance, consciously accepting and acting on it and maintaining to believe what I am agreeing, then it turns into faith. Then after the faith, we come to some nice devotee association. And when I see a devotee whose heart is saturated with love of Godhead, like you can feel many devotees like Sripad Radhanath Maharaj, little association, woke me up a lot of things. So you'll feel a lot of devotees association in Alachua, that you feel that this person has a loving sentiment to the Lord, not enough. He also has a compassionate nature to give me or pull me up. This compassionate nature, he has a love also he wants to share and help me. Then that association is called Sadhu Sangha. In a basic, I'm just giving one sentence of each. There's vast explanation. Then we come under that devotee's association, more accepting, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and associating with the devotees, reading, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada books, and getting up in the morning program and worshipping the deity. Like this, when we participate, then slowly, slowly, this is called Bhajana Kriya, then that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra already has everything, just like if you plant a seed, and if I water that seed, and I have a fertile ground, not hard-hearted, not weak-hearted, soft-hearted. Weak heart means if it is too much flooded, you plant a seed, it won't sprout. And if it is hard rock, it won't sprout. It has to be just in the middle. Rupa Goswami says, madhyama. Heart has to be madhyama. Means it's not anything you see a snake is eating frog and you started crying. That's natural. It should be accepted. Krishna created that way. That's called weak heart. And hard heart means doesn't want to serve the devotee, doesn't want to have a match with the chanting, dancing. If he comes to the temple, he'll stand like this in the corner, doesn't want to move or participate. We have to participate. We don't want to be observer only. We should participate. Then what happened? Then that seed will sprout slowly, slowly. When that seed is given by Guru, then it started sprouting. There is two symptoms, very nicely Prabhupada explained in Nectar of Devotion. One is that internally, I will feel to serve the Vaishnavas and the Lord by chanting, by reminding each other Krishna consciousness and engaging practical, something simple and practical we can do that service. And externally, developing faith to the word of Prabhupada and scriptures and other sadhus. So externally and internally, same time this is happening. Then this is called Bhajana Kriya. And then when the Bhajana Kriya is maturing, then automatically the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when I take this in a strong vow that do or die, I will remain as a servant of eternal servant Prabhupada, whose only shelter, Prabhupada's only shelter is the lotus feet of the Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda. Then in that state of mind, when I take a strong vow, I want to stay in Krishna consciousness with the devotees association, then the real taste will start coming. Before that, no. That's why ruchi is after nistha. A vow has to be there to become a serious follower. Then that platform, automatically devotee will feel self-motivated. Nobody has to motivate that devotee to chant or do something. Then he will progress further, then he will develop a deep emotional enthuse with this process and surrendering, making it complete. Then anartha nivritti is the biggest subject matter, but anartha nivritti will be going down and down and down. Three types of misery will actually literally start disappearing at that stage. Then it will bring us close to a feeling, Srila Prabhupada translate in Nectar of Devotion, like a volcanic erosion. If you are knowing what I'm talking, then you will understand. That you will have a uninterrupted, such a vast amount of feeling for Prabhupada and Krishna, that it's like a uncontrollable. This eternal, dominant, prominent, only it, that sentiment will be seen in the heart of the devotee or that sadhaka in relation to Krishna, for Krishna, and Krishna is the enjoyer and I am holder of that love. That is called bhava or rati. The eternally a dominant, permanent emotional sentiment, each of us will see that within us to please the Lord. And I'll be, or each of us will be holding that love. So after this stage, then it will transform ourselves next birth in Krishna book chapter 28, middle to end. Srila Prabhupada expressed very thoroughly in also Chaitanya Charitamrita, in teachings of Lord Chaitanya also. He repeats in Chaitanya Charitamrita few pages, Prabhupada explained after that stage, you will leave Alachua, your body, you will be done with this world. Then you will enter to an abode where Krishna is actually performing Leela in some planet, Prabhupada says. And you will enter there. And then your maturity of that love, what will happen? This is the chart shows. So we are not too far, but this is after this journey. But it's exciting what happened there. So over there, you can see... I want to look at this. Okay. This in the purport we just read today, there's a six progressive stage of pure love of Godhead. The same love, same loving sentiment, when Krishna will be accepting, you know, like you want to please a person, but you don't know if that person will be really pleased the way you are acting or you are offering or you're thinking how to please. But it will be very easy if that person comes to you and say, hey, can you make me this? Can you give me this? Is that easy? That is called love of Godhead stage, where Krishna accepts your offering. And before that, we have to endeavor tremendous under guidance of our Guru, Prabhupada. And then you come to a prema stage where Krishna actually reveals through your heart, and then you are the eternal flow of service, uninterruptedly, unmotivatedly. It's completely manifest there. Then that service transforms into different stages, six stages. So first stages, watching the time. First stages is called Sneha. But before that I wrote a little question from Chaitanya Charitamrita. When you develop love for Godhead, prema stage, what happened to your bhava stage? What happened to your anartha nibriti stage? What happened to your ruchi stage? What happened to those? They all are there in a pure form, better than before. Nothing is lost in Krishna consciousness. Then you come to love of Godhead, then you further expand that pure love to sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava, rura bhava, adirura bhava, madana, madana, mohana, madanakya. So these are the different stages of love of Godhead. At that time, the substance over there in the spiritual world, it is almost like material world, but the element, the construct, the structure is not made of three modes. Just like for an example, You have a snake, you have a scorpion, you have a tiger, lion in Golok Vrindavan, in Brajadham, everything that we see here also there. But imagine your snake is made of barfi. So of course now the snake form will create a fear, but it's made of barfi. How much can you get hurt? You'll never get hurt. Because the Satchidananda bodies are like this. It's all tasty, but the emotion has a replica in this world, so we can relate. That's why it's called aprakrita, and this is called prakrita. Then another question rises, when Lord Krishna, he takes birth, what is, Radharani did not take birth yet, what happened to them, where were they? So in Bhavishya Purana already says, the Ballopi Bhagavan Krishna Kaisaram Rupam Ashrita. When Lord was taking birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda, same time Lord Krishna in his eternal original form is not a baby form, is not a coward boy form. It's a Srimati Radharani's intimate beloved Kaisaram Rupam. Chaitanya Chaitamita it confirms. Krishna Jataka Khela Sarvatama Naralila Narabahu Tahara Sarup. Tahara Sarup, the Narabahu, the human form of life, is the original origin of all form of Krishna. What is that form? More specific. Benukara, he has a flute playing. He is a young adolescent. He didn't become young yet. He's becoming young. Nava Jovanancha. And he is three-banded form. This is his original form of God. In one lecture, Prabhupada says, Lord, Supreme Absolute Truth happened to be born in a village life and in a Vaishya family. This is his priority as a original form. Now why only we will explore as we progress? Because the highest bliss is there. So in that that form of Radha Krishna is eternally exist, and all other forms also eternally exist, but they manifest as the time goes. So when Mother Yashoda see Krishna 16 years old, or a good example is like Rukmini Devi, she lost her son, you know, and after almost 50 years later, one day Krishna comes from outside. Whenever Krishna would come from outside, he would always bring a girl. That's how he collected all the queens. So she saw from the kitchen window that the Lord is coming with a, and Krishna always looks 16 years old. Lord is coming with a another girl. So she didn't know who it is. As he came close, then her breast milk started pouring out. Then she felt disturbed because it's only for the child, not for the husband. So then Rupa Goswami Pad explained this, because that was Pradyumna, who looks like Krishna. But when she saw Krishna just like this, even though he was 75 years old, but he looks like 16 years old. Whenever Mother Yashoda sees Krishna, she always sees like a 5 years old. Whenever the Subal Madhumangal they see, whether Krishna is 125 years old, he lived for 125 years, they always see 10 years old or younger. Like this. So according to their relationship, doesn't matter how old, but Prabhupada made it very clear in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, after 16, Krishna never grows. He eternally stays that age. So in that sneha stage, when Mother Yashoda sees Krishna, for an example, two things happen to her. That seeing him never completely satisfy her not to see anymore. She always feel hungry, thirsty to see that form. Srila Prabhupada gave an example in Nectar of Devotion that one day Krishna, you may think like, what kind of lila is this? But Prabhupada write it, that one day Krishna is coming to steal, guess where? in his own house. So he's looking around if nobody sees. And then Mukhara told Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, here he comes. He's thinking he's going to steal. This is his own house. Why he wants to steal? Mother Yashoda said, quiet, quiet. Don't disturb him. I want to just see his face. I just want to see his face. That's how Prabhupada writes. That Mother Yashoda is just looking at him. He's looking with his uninterrupted, eye blinking. That's what we chant every day, right? Benum kanantam arabinda dala ayata aksham. If you break down, dala ayata aksham, his eyes always blooming. He's never finished, bloomed. Always blooming, moving, always new eye. So Mother Yashoda was staring at him, even though he's coming to steal from his own house. I guess there is a taste better, food or something, I don't know. Stealing food must have a taste better. But Krishna loves to steal even from his own house. So like this, in Sneha stage, that Mother Yashoda always feel to uninterruptedly looking at him. At the same time she cries. Why she cries? Because there is another quality of that loving stage, that because their possessiveness, she has so much possessiveness on this child out of her affection, out of her extreme, excessive love, that she always feels like there could be a danger happen in his life. It could be another girl like Putana, Rakshasi may come. Because she is constantly fear of her, due to her extreme possessiveness, she always fear, then she starts crying. Oh no. Oh no, then she hugs him more, she kisses him more, and then Krishna loves it. So this is the same love expanding with more possessive, and this creates Krishna's form every moment, new, that she never saw that form. In ultimate issue, even Srimati Radhika just came out from Krishna's, sitting with Krishna, turned back to Lalita, who is this boy? Why I'm so disturbed? I never saw this boy. Who is this boy? Lalita said, you just came from him. No, that was not him. He's so attractive. Can you introduce me, please? I want to see this boy. I never saw him. This is the nature of that love, that it always creates new, attractive form. This is when the queens, we are reading this, queens are expressing like this, lamentation, prema vaichitya. I have to touch the prema vaichitya, time is running. That four things I'm going to escape from sneha to anurag. In between, no time. Anurag has a four stages. Four stages is called vipralambe vispurti. Those are very sweet words. Certain word, if you can remember, is very tasty. Vipralambe vispurti means she feels extreme pain due to the separation from Lord, but yet Lord just appeared and expressed, hey, I'm here, and touches her feet even. Rupa Goswami Pada explained that at that time she said, don't touch me. And Lalita Sakhi just came, says, what's going on here? Sister is trying to touch my feet that I should not cry, but he is gone. Then Lalita Sakhi sees actually Krishna's finger print on her feet. It is not imagination. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see Prabhupada translate that every day Krishna from Dwarka, by the mercy of Narayan, would come and see Radharani in Vrindavan. That's how Prabhupada translates. By the mercy of Narayan. Because he expressed, he doesn't say, I am the origin of Narayan. He says, I worship Narayan so that I can come and see you every day. These are all real, and this is what we are serving. Very elevated, but still we need to hear because we are serving here. So this is one of the four, and then another one is the Paraspar Boshibhuta. Paraspar Boshibhuta, their love extends to certain extension that they want to be under, lover want to be under beloved, beloved want to be under lover. They can't control. It's so much overwhelming of this love. So they always want to be under. We see Advaita Acharya fighting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just for that. This is eternally there. This is a transcendental extreme bliss. Then there is another one, is Prema Vaichitya, Mother Lakshmimani. I think a couple years back she gave a class and she mentioned that pastime, if you remember, that how Srimati Radharani was sitting next to Krishna and one bumblebee was coming and Radharani's face looked so beautiful, like a full blossom moon. So bumblebee is going zzzz. Then seeing this, Madhumangal was nearby and he came and he chased the bee far, far. And then he came back, he says, I chase away the Madhusudan. Madhusudan also means bumblebee. Srimati Radhika, hearing this, she completely went in trance and crying, oh my beloved, where you have gone? And she completely cried and cried. She's sitting on Krishna's body, right next to him, touching his body, but she's feeling separation. Why? Because when she hears Madhusudan, the manifestation of Madhusudan form, it's so beautiful, so attractive, she is never got enough of it. And she started seeing it and she wants to grab it, even though she's sitting next to Krishna. This is one of the reasons also why Krishna left Vrindavan, apparently, to see that love, how much it expands. There's another one, Sasvambedda Dasa, turning to Mahabhava, that because of the time, I'm going to end with this, that their love between, amongst them, in Chaitanya Charitamrita introduction, very important, Prabhupada put purport, that there is a mutual love between Radha and Krishna. What is the original cause of everything? They have such extreme intense love that they cannot live without each other. This is the origin cause of everything, of why we are here, or anything created, or even the bogus atheists talk about it. Anything and everything, origin is that mutual attraction between them. Radha to Krishna, Krishna to Radha. And Srila Prabhupada put this in an introduction of Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely, that how Radha Govinda Dev, Madan Mohan, Gopinath manifested. So in that loving sentiment, when it comes to such an extreme giving each other to Radharani is giving 100% of heart, body, mind, heart to Krishna for his pleasure, and Krishna also completely given to Radharani. In that loving sentiment, Srila Prabhupada writes, three things are eternal: service, servant, and served, or devotee, God and service, or lover, beloved, and love. These three things, in their highest culmination, is saturated to an extreme degree that Krishna comes to Bhranti stage. You know, one of the devotees named Bhranti? If you look at the dictionary, Bhranti means bewilder. Prabhupada would not give to his disciple name bewilder, because this is the stage where Mother Bhranti got the name. Oh, so many names. It's like such an extreme condensed form of love Prabhupada gave. It was like sometimes overwhelming. That stage, Krishna thinks himself, who am I? Am I Krishna or Radha? Who am I? Radharani also thinks, am I Radha or Krishna? Why? Because love floods. Where is the proof? Rupa Goswami Pad gives. Premamrita Plavanat in Nectar of Instruction, text 9. Vaikuntha Janita Vara Madhupari Tatrapi Rasa Savada Brindaranya Udarapani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhana. Why? Vaikuntha is the spiritual world, but Mathura, Vrindavan is higher than Vaikuntha. Why Vrindavan is higher than Mathura? Why Govardhan is higher than Vrindavan? Why Radhakund is higher than Govardhan? Rupa Goswami, we see that book, Prabhupada says in the preface, before he signed his name, he said, whoever comes Krishna consciousness, this is the book you give first. Just like this. So Nectar of Instruction giving the highest, even in the beginning, that this verse explaining that why gradation, in spiritual gradation is there. Because in Radhakund, where this Leela took place in Prema Sarovar, that Radha Krishna come to his existence called Bhranti, bewilder. That name of that Mataji is wonderful, Prabhupada gave. That they lose their identity. Why? Because love saturates and drowns them under love. So they are flooded. You know, flood means you don't know where is the road, which direction it is. Nobody knows. It's all water everywhere. I know in Mayapur we had a flood a few times. I had that experience. So this is wonderful. With that mood, we can hear next 10 slokas, next 10 days or whatever. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Is there any comment or any correction or any question? This subject matter is so vast. Please read in Chaitanya Chaitamita you have. It's overwhelming. No? Yes, ma'am.
I thought perhaps, you know, I've been away a while, so I have not been hearing continually, but
one Bhranti, Sanskrit word with another Sanskrit
yeah,
word.
What you're saying, Bhranti means what?
Bhranti means bewilderment. You know Mother Bhranti.
Bewilderment is what
yes.
You mean? Oh, okay, I couldn't make out what you... Oh,
but then if you think, why would Prabhupada give his lady disciple name Bhranti? Because it is a stage where Radha Krishna is completely drowned by love. They lose their own identity because they are one. Radha Krishna's are one. That stage is called Bhranti. Such a high. Every name Prabhupada gave, it's very highest state of pure love. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
Is it saying the snake and our animals and stuff are made out of barfi and stuff, so...
It's a snake?
It's made out of barfi. So that means like you could eat it, right?
No, you don't eat means it is not poisonous like... I give you an example. All the animal, because Bhadra Prabhu, I think 5 years back he asked, and I was researching, I found many examples of all those insects, bugs, why they are there. So since you are asking for a snake, I'll give you one little pastime, 1 minute. One time, Lord Krishna was sitting with Srimati Radhika. He was sitting and Srimati Radhika was in a sulky mood. And he wanted her to come, but she would not come. Because of her love, such an extreme, her possession, you know, between her and all other gopis, there is a difference. One is, she thinks he's mine, and all the gopi thinks we are belong to him. There's a big difference. When you say this is my child, means you have a possessiveness on that child. So Radharani always thinks he's my Krishna. This is called Madhusneha. So then, some or other, nothing worked to pacify Radharani, to break her sulkiness to come. So she's just walking out straight. She's not going to talk to Krishna, not meeting. As she's walking out, Krishna is depressed. How can I break him? Oh, how can I break her sulkiness? Oh, he's about to cry to Jogamaya. All of a sudden, she's going alone in the forest. Big snake just... Seeing this, Radharani ran back to Krishna and jumped. Oh, protect me. She forgot she was in sulky mood. So just to break this, snake is there. But they are devotees. their only purpose is only to unite Radha Krishna. The whole Vrindavan, everybody has only purpose to unite Radha Krishna. Is that okay? You have something to say?
Just appreciating how, you know, on the one hand, it's the first class I've been to here in a while, so this is a very, as you were explaining, elevated section of the Bhagavatam, certainly over my head. But at the same time, I was noticing in your descriptions how, although these topics are so, on the one hand, perhaps hard to enter into personally, like Śrīla Prabhupāda, like in the Gurvastika, we understand the qualities of the spiritual master as being an eternal associate of the Lord, and rendering very intimate service to Radha Krishna like that. And we see in Śrīla Prabhupāda's pastimes, as an eternal associate of the Lord, he exhibited these spiritual qualities of the Lord in such an attractive way, and he allowed the devotees to understand the principles of service and separation. Like he said, we'll by following his vani, even in his separation from his vapu, we're actually experiencing his presence. And that was going on the whole time he was here. And at the end of his pastimes, he allowed the devotees to come very close and render so much intimate personal service. And even in leaving, one of the things he said was that we'll show our love for him by how we cooperate, yeah, push on the movement after his physical departure. So I was just appreciating how, even in our very conditioned state, Srila Prabhupada is the Lord's eternal representative and associate. He's actually gives us the chance to enter into these types of mellows or feelings by engaging in his service and separation.
Thank you. That's very true. That's very true. Everything will be revealed. That's it. Jai. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.